San Diego City Council passes resolution marking criticism of Netanyahu, Israel, and Zionism as anti-Semitic? Cool. I wonder who pushed for that.
Anti-Semitism has been rising in San Diego and across the country.
Prove it. No, I mean it. Like, I need citations on this now. Can you give me any, like, data to back that up?
That's according to Jewish organizations and...
Which ones? What data? Provide examples.
Hundreds of speakers at Tuesday's San Diego City Council meeting.
That's not... reliable data. That's not a reliable data set.
Liat Cohen Reese directs a local anti-Semitism task force. She says defining it is the city's...
Let me get her name again.
Cohen Reese directs a local San Diego City Council meeting. Liat Cohen Reese...
Might be small enough. They don't have a wiki article.
...directs a local anti-Semitism task force. She says defining it is the city's first step to better fight it.
Well, we need language. We need an...
Liat! Cohen Reese. Okay, that was not from the Jewish National Fund USA, Your Voice in Israel. On Sunday, August 28th, 2022, more than 500 Zionists in San Diego attended Jewish National Fund USA's 11th annual Love of Israel brunch at the Hilton La Jolla Torrey Pines, with many more online. The sold-out event featured Hollywood actress, producer, author, and activist Noah Tishby, who was recently named the Special Envoy for Combating Anti-Semitism and the Delegitimization of Israel by Israel's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Super normal, by the way, that, like, some American Jews are being labeled by Israel as, like, their special envoys for propaganda in America. That's, like, super normal. That's, like, a normal thing that happens between normal allied countries. Love that. Very, very normal. Her org, Christian Jewish Alliance? Jesus Christ. Is she not even Jewish? Evangelical? She has multiple orgs. This is the one she's repping in the news bit you saw. Super normal for, like, random people to run, like, 17 Zionist organizations. God almighty. By the way, and all of them, with like, no exceptions, all of them openly just about defending Israel. They're not about Jewish culture, Jewish history, Jewish people. They're only anti-Semitic in the sense that they're defending Israel. That's it. Like, it's very obvious for all these, the top priorities are being pro-Israeli, and I guarantee you that a lot of these people are getting money. We need to start registering a lot more people as envoys of foreign governments, enemy governments, as far as I'm concerned. They're doing dang settler colonialism in my country. God almighty. 3 years ago, Jewish National Fund USA faced an enormous set of challenges with the onset of the pandemic. Lieser Brahm said at the event, "Today I stand proudly before you and say we are stronger, bolder, and more resilient than ever before. Some orgs turned off their lights and went home. Others dramatically reduced their operations. However, we took a vastly different approach. What started with blue boxes and tree planting has evolved into our bold $1 billion roadmap for the next decade, which I'm proud to announce has reached nearly a billion. The breadth, depth, and impact of our organization can be felt from Israel's northernmost town all the way south to the Red Sea." Again, just, like, super normal. "Yet there is still so much to achieve as we support a nation under creation. As you can see, we were there for our Jewish homeland just as we have been for the last 121 years, and you better believe that we'll be there for Israel for the next 121 years and beyond." None of them, they barely even mention Jewishness. It's just all Israel, all the time. San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria voiced his unwavering support for Israel and proclaimed August 28th, 2022, Jewish National Fund USA Day. Phenomenal. Anyway, let's continue this. All right, hello, agent of Israel. We need a list of these people. In my opinion, I actually think it's okay to create lists of people who are being paid by a foreign intelligence agency to disseminate propaganda. I actually think that's fine, in my opinion. I think that's okay. Like, these people are literally envoys. In that article we just read, they literally said that which one was it? Was it here? Tishby? Yeah. Sold-out event featured Hollywood actress, producer, author, named Special Envoy for Combating Anti-Semitism and the Delegitimization of Israel by Israel's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Isn't that weird to you? Would like, any other country, your foreign ministry designates people as, like, official propaganda agents for foreign... like, civilians. They're not paid by the government. It's crazy. Oh, my God. Noah Tishby looks exactly the way you would expect. Here's her most recent Instagram post. You have to log in to see the full... okay. "An Israeli actress and activist." That's the first thing listed on her goddamn... "The Affair, The Island, Nip Tuck, Big Love, NCIS. Co-executive producer of the HBO series In Treatment, which is an adaptation of the Israeli series B'Tipul. Production company Noah's Ark." Oh my fucking God. "Was responsible for selling several other adaptations of Israeli programs to American networks. focuses on Zionism activism, Advocacy Act for Israel 2011, which was revealed in 2025 to have collaborated with the Israeli government to shape coverage of Israel in American media. How should we not? Can somebody please explain to me how these are not foreign agents? Could somebody please explain to me how these are not foreign agents? I would love for someone to explain. You want to put them on list? They're literally traitors. I don't know what you want from me. In violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act, which we ignore for Israel. We'll pursue it for like Chinese or Russian citizens, but if you're Israeli, you can get away with whatever the fuck you want, dude. Born in Tel Aviv into a Jewish family involved in the establishment of Israel, the kibbutz her grandfather co-founded was among the first in Israel history. I wonder how many fucking Arab children he killed. Served 2.5 years in the IDF. Secular Zionist upbringing, of course, because they're not even Jewish. A lot of the fucking Israel, they're not even Jewish. They're just Israeli supremacists. In the same way that a lot of Nazis weren't really Christian. They didn't go to church consistently. Their ideology was Aryan supremacism. It wasn't like worship of Christ. The last time a Zionist org was about to be prosecuted under Farah over 50 years ago, that's fucking insane. There are like thousands of people who could be put in jail under Farah from Israel alone. And this is it, 50 years ago? We're so cucked, dude. We're so cucked. We're so cucked. Harshly criticized the BDS movement. In 2014, she founded Reality Israel, which holds a series of leadership trips for Jewish and non-Jewish people in Israel. Spoke at the United Nations General Assembly in New York City in support for Israel. Tishbe joined the Black Jewish Entertainment Alliance. Oh, she did register as a foreign agent under Farah. But not for her 2025 collaboration with the Israeli government. So she registered under Farah as the special envoy, but then not for the later. Okay. Leading Zionist voice in the United States. Assaulted during a pro-Palestinian demonstration in Paris. Tragic. What is she doing in Paris? In April 2021, she released her first book, Israel, A Simple Guide to the Most Misunderstood Country on Earth. Her second book, titled Uncomfortable Conversations with a Jew. Founded Act for Israel, an online Zionist advocacy organization. In March 2011, Act for Israel arranged 7 interviews with an IDF delegation with American blogs and radio shows, including Red State. In 2025, the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft reported on leaked emails indicating that Act for Israel's activities on behalf of Israel violated Farah and that the scope and timeline of Tishbe's pro-Israel work went beyond what she had disclosed when registering as a foreign agent. According to the Quincy Institute, in public, Act for Israel appeared to be no more than a group of pro-Israel Americans advocating for a stronger U.S.-Israeli relationship, but the leaked emails and documents show that representatives of the org sought to shape the U.S. public opinion while boasting privately of their intimate collaboration with the Israeli government. This is literally like every AIPAC guy. You all know this, right? There are thousands of people in America who this applies to. They're traitors to this country. They're collaborators with a foreign government. This unambiguous. You don't even have to make new laws. And I would make new laws. But you don't even have to make new laws, even under existing laws. It's like how a fuck ton, it's like legally, we already have laws against providing weapons to Israel. The Leahy Act. We already can't do that legally. We choose to ignore Israel's war crimes, even though our own government has found constant evidence for it. Like, there's not even remotely ambiguous that Israel commits war crimes, but we pretend they don't, so we continue to give them weapons. Awarded an honorary doctorate by Reichman University on June 4th, 2024, awarded for having made exceptional contributions to the State of Israel since October 7th. She's not a foreign agent. She was just born in Tel Aviv and is the granddaughter of Fania Artzi, one of the founders of the kibbutz at Degania, Hanan Yavor, an Israeli diplomat, and the Shum Tish, who is a founder of the Israeli Ministry of Industry and Trade. Her mother, Yael Tishbe, served as head of the food department at the Israeli Export Center. Like, her whole family are reps for the Israeli government, and all she does is rep the Israeli government, but it's just like a coincidence or whatever. Things like this are why I don't mind with normies think Israel controls America as long as they're not anti-Semitic. Yeah, I agree. I think that it's important to like learn as much as you can so you understand the true nature of the dynamic between America and Israel. But the flat, like if you were to choose between two flat, unnuanced descriptions of like the state of the relationship between Israel and America, the statement Israel secretly controls America is more true than the antithesis. If you were to say Israel absolutely does not control America, I think that statement is less founded in truth than the inaccurate but more truthful opposite statement. Like, shit like this is fucking psychotic, man. And there's so much of it. There's so much of it. But you do have to learn... antithesis, not antithesis, yeah. You do have to learn more, though. It's not sufficient. You actually can't get very much done if you just think Israel controls America. Because then what happens when you get rid of Israeli influence? oh, dang, turns out that Israel was inside America all along. And by Israel, you mean like fascistic corporate control. What really matters is having a conversation about why people like this are allowed to run free, you know, as obvious foreign agents. It's worth talking about. Anyway, what were we? Sorry, we were looking at this fucking San Diego.
Anti-Semitism has been rising, and they disagreed on how really everyone who spoke agreed anti-Semitism needs to be combated. They disagreed on how to define it. The city adopted the definition of the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, or IHRA. It's been adopted by dozens of countries and cities across the U.S., including Los Angeles, Chula Vista, and El Cajon. It says anti-Semitism is, quote, a certain perception of Jews, which may be expressed as hatred. It includes 11 examples. 7 of them involve the state of Israel. Mm-hmm. Critics say the language has been used to silence criticism of Israel and support.
They're fucking over the Jews so badly. All those older Zionists who were like, yep, the best way forward is for us to say that Israel and Zionism are the same thing. Like, you are condemning your entire community to an endless torment cycle.
For Palestinians. One of those critics is Jewish council member Sean Elo Rivera. He says people must be allowed to both love Jewish people and speak freely against actions by the Israeli government.
A definition that cannot hold both of these things at once is not a tool for fighting anti-Semitism. It is a tool for silencing people who care about everyone.
He urged the council to consider other definitions, but he was outvoted 8-1. For more on this debate,
Jesus Christ.